Hi, and we are back. Stuart Walter here, CEO's Secret Weapon. Thank you again for tuning in, listening in. If it's your first time, welcome. If it's more than your first time, thank you for probably subscribing, listening, and joining in on the content. So on behalf of myself, Stuart Walter, the mindset specialist, the peak performance mindset specialist in this collaboration with Lewis Hayden, super coach. So business coach of the year in the UK last year. So together, Lewis and myself are looking at the strategic, the behavioral aspects of, becoming your own secret weapon within business and also the peak performance mindset. So why we do the things we do and how we respond. And this is a great episode following on for this one, following on from that introduction, is we are looking today at managing negative news, negative experiences, negative calls. Because it's just one of those things that even one of my clients during the week experienced some negative feedback from another business. And at that moment, there's so many things go on in the head. Okay, the neural pathways in our brain, everything is there for one reason. The basic fundamentals, which we're starting to cover in the paid subscription in what we're calling the boardroom. When we look at this, the neural pathways for safety, for protection, one of the fundamentals we have is, the fundamental number two is, the unconscious mind has one job, and that's protection. Protecting you from potential hurt, potential harm, physically and emotionally, and even financially. So your mind has got one job, and that's protect you. So in these times where you experience negative news or negative behavior, your brain instantly goes back into protection mode. So it's all very well saying, oh, just brush it off, just do this, just do that, because you can't. It's an experience, it's a process that needs to be dealt with. Does it need to be dealt with in a way that not everything negative is going to become positive? No, because there is some crap news that's out there. Okay, there's people, there's violence, there's news, we've been through the last, 3 years now with COVID. There's financial crisis, there's personal crisis, there's health. There's so much going on. You can't be oblivious to the negatives, but you also don't need to be swamped by it. So how we're going to work this is to understand how the brain works, and then we start creating a way to manage it. Okay, because if you don't know how it happens, if you don't know how to manage it, how can these self-imposed gurus out there saying, just get over it, just push through it, suck it up, go again, go harder. Okay, they might be saying that, but what happens if they get a negative call or a negative experience or negative feedback? Okay, I know someone recently I gave some negative feedback to, and I was told I had a bad attitude. My attitude stinks. Fine, no worries. That's interesting that these people are there to help and promote your business. The first sign of I question, where is this going? What's this all about? I've got a bit of a red flag going on here. Can you help me to understand the process and what you're aiming to do, please? Okay, and then you get this thing that your attitude stinks from this constant barrage of negative phone call leaving messages. So isn't that interesting that people, as soon as they're confronted, they start getting negative? They throw negative news at you, which is all this is really about. Okay, so let's look at the situation. If everything we do has got a positive benefit, okay, because that's one of the other fundamentals. Everything we do is for a beneficial reason. Everything we do is for our own positive. Okay, so let's look at applying that to someone else. Everything they are doing is for their own benefit. So if someone is experiencing a lot of fear, a lot of pressure, a lot of expectation, if they're trapped in a corner, everything they are going to do is for their own benefit, which is probably come out fighting. And when we have an automatic negative experience, our brain goes back into a almost DNA response. You've heard that one, the fight, flight and freeze, but there's another one. Well, there's actually another couple. Fight, flight, freeze, and there's also forget. The brain just instantly goes into a shock. It forgets how to respond. You forget what you need to do, how you need to do it. You forget that that was the past and this is the future. So when you think about these Fs, fight, flight, freeze and forget, and half the time your business is like, what the F is going on here? Okay, there's a lot of things that are happening and so quickly. And when the unconscious mind is triggered, okay, and we've probably explained, I'm sure we've explained it before in the last, 37 episodes, that the basic fundamentals is the fact that one of our neural pathways, as soon as we're confronted, our brain in 1/3,000th of the second. So what that basically says is there's 3,000 neural pathways that fire every second. In the event of negative news, our brain is gone bang, instantly it's gone to a negative because it's gone into protection, it's gone into the fight, flight, freeze, forget, and what the F is going on. That's what happens. So when you think, oh, let's just stop and think about it and let's think of a happy place and let's just put it behind us and let's just deal with it and it'll be okay. Okay, when you're in those negatives, guess what? It's not okay. Okay, people telling you it'll all be okay. When you're in the midst of the negative, guess what? It's not going to seem like it's all going to be okay. Things take time. If you look at a lot of the grieving process, okay, it's a 12-month process. Okay, you go through different levels of anger, denial, guilt, and then you start coming through the other side. And it's generally the start of every new job is probably the end of another one. The start of a new career is an end of another one. The start of a new relationship is the end of another previous one. And every start and finish, it processes in our mind as grief. And it's probably going to take 12 months. Okay, so there will be negative news. There will be experiences that you've had in the past which will trigger past experiences. Remember, this is not just a standalone incident. Okay, this, whatever the news, whatever the experience is, whatever the call is, whatever the communication is that's a negative experience, it's not the first time you've experienced negative. When you're in a negative state, your brain always goes back to the past. It reflects on every other previous negative. It'll go back to a negative that's similar to work out exactly how you respond to that moment, to then learn in a split second how to respond in that moment. So there is this instant reaction. There's an instant response, which is perfect for you. Based on your experience, your knowledge, what's going on at the time, okay, write down to how you felt that morning. Did you have breakfast? Have you eaten? Is it late? Have you just had a bad meeting? And then you get more negative news. If you just had a really good news and then this happened, you go, oh, okay, it's not as bad. So everything is going to be connected. What this means is every trigger as such, so every experience, every news, every time you listen to the news or the radio or something, we are open to 60,000 triggers. Well, I don't know how someone measured it, but it's probably now 60,001 triggers. How do we manage them? We don't. What we work on is that trigger equals that response. It's either going to be a negative experience or a positive experience. So instantly our brain is being able to go brrr, two different ways. Does that make me feel good or does that make me feel bad? If it makes me feel bad, I go into protection. Fight, flight, freeze, forget, and what the just happened. If it's a positive, you go, yeah, cool, no problems. That's great. Let's do more of that. So every trigger is going to create a response. If it's a negative response, guess what? The negative response is an emotional response to something logical. Someone called you. You experienced something. Something happened. There's the logical. You can't change the actual cause. The effect is how you automatically respond. It could be a, yeah, no worries. It could be a catastrophe and everything crumbles. But remember, those negatives are an emotion. Okay? I'm not diminishing anyone's experiences with a negative response. There might be financial issues. There could be business issues. There could be personal issues and health issues and relationship issues going on right now. I'm not saying just get over it. I'm saying is acknowledge it. Understand it, because the more negative we hold, the more you then basically hold on to the memory of past negatives. When you're in a negative situation, you only focus on other negatives and generally you look backwards. When you're in a positive state, you only look at moving forwards and looking forward to the next thing. So every trigger will trigger an emotional response. If it's negative, accept it. Understand it, and it's going to take a good couple of minutes to actually get your head around it, because the unconscious mind is automatically going to trigger a negative experience. Sit in that experience, sit in that emotion for a moment, and just let it process. What was all this about? Don't respond. Just sit, listen, feel, and understand. As soon as we start doing that, we don't have that instant fight, flight, freeze. Okay? We do have that feeling. We do have that feel like we're being violated or kicked or attacked. Yes, we have that. But at least it's going to potentially minimize that fight response. Because as soon as you go back and attack, it's only going to make it worse. Okay? What we're going to look at doing is going, right, how do we minimize this? So it's almost like an acceptance to go, yeah, okay, I'm aware of this. Now, let's logically look at it. What just happened? Okay? Logically, let's just look at what happened. Then we go, okay, is it really that bad? Okay? When you take that and you question it, and as hard as this is what we're creating like a new chain of events. You've got a trigger. Then in the past, you had an old event which linked to something, which linked to that response, which made you feel bad, which responded that way, which, and then all of a sudden you're in this massive negative chain. As soon as you have some more negative news, it instantly triggers, not the chain, but it instantly triggers the outcome, which is a negative. Then it comes back to you, oh, that's right, because of that, and that's how I felt, and that's how I responded, that's how I behaved and acted and reacted, therefore I've now got this automatic loop of a response and a habit, of which all I need is a trigger, and I'm off. So if you find yourself responding with massive negative experience, and it's somehow greater than what the need or that situation is, you probably find that this is what's going on. There's a single loop that's going around, is negative, 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 and it only takes something small and you have this massive overreaction. The massive overreaction is because you're focused and you're still holding on to all the other negatives. So let's look at finding a few ways that we can help you to understand that. Okay, so when you take time to stop and process, and I know we just said that the brain is going to respond in 1/3,000th of a second. Okay, we can also look at, okay, well, if that's an old chain of events, we can create a different chain. It's simple, isn't it? Well, sounds simple, but this is how I work with so many people. We don't change the trigger because we don't know what the trigger is. What we're changing is the response. The trigger is bang. Then automatically in the past, it was a fight, flight, freeze, forget, and what the just happened. Now what we're going to do is create a new little loop. And you don't know what's happened in that last minute. In that last minute I've been talking to you, how many times have you breathed? How many times you had a big deep breath in? How many times a minute do you breathe? Probably hard to know, isn't it? Okay. Could be 10, 20. How many people are just suddenly now starting to think, oh, actually, how many times do I breathe a minute? See how automatic breathing becomes? We don't even know we're doing it. And something we're doing consistently all the time, every time, but we don't know how many breaths we take every minute. Okay. Could be 10 seconds, 15 seconds if you're relaxed, 2 or 3 seconds or 5 seconds if you're hyped up. Think about how many times you breathe, and just imagine if your heartbeat is so automatic, if your breathing is so automatic, wouldn't it be great to create an automatic response to these situations? And we can. So imagine every time you breathe. Okay, and I might actually do it now. Okay. Not just yet, but not next time you breathe. But we're going to make it a very forced, a very deliberate breath. And next time, no, not just yet. Next time we do this, your brain's going to go back through how many years you are old. Let's just say 28. So every time, next time you take a big deep breath in, not just yet, your brain's going to go back 28 years. It's going to go back 28 years. It's going to find that resource. called A Smile. Go and find that resource called A Smile. Now, don't want you smiling just yet. But maybe, as long as you're not driving, maybe close your eyes, if it's safe to do so. And then as soon as you take a big deep breath in, like now, you start noticing those sensations of your cheek lifting, chin, smiling. It's a trigger-based response. Next time you take a big deep breath in, you'll smile. And obviously it's hard to do this remotely, but working face-to-face with people, it's easy to do. If you're not in a situation where you can at that moment, I'm not saying in the middle of a massive negative experience you're going to take a deep breath in and just try this process, because we need to set it up beforehand, create a new loop. So when you take a big deep breath in, oh, I'm doing it now, smiling, automatically. If you've got your eyes closed, try not to smile. Take a big deep breath in and try not to think of something good. Try not to think of happiness. Try not to think of something that makes you laugh or smile. You know, those moments you just break out into laughter. And the more you breathe, the more you smile, the more you smile, the more you try and stop it, the funnier it becomes. The more you try and stop it, the funnier it becomes. The more you try and stop it, the more you probably laugh. The more you laugh, the more you realize that you can't stop it. And this is that automatic breathe, relax, smile, response that we're looking for. So you breathe, you relax, you logically look at the situation, you remove emotion from it, you look at the situation, then you then go, okay, well, how can I respond in a positive behavior? Take a nice big deep breath in, just simply relax everything. All of a sudden, you're now starting to smile. You've disconnected the negative emotion from that experience. And all of a sudden, we've now got this new chain of events. So every new trigger now is going to trigger you to, every time you take an automatic deep breath in, force it. Force it. Okay, because when you force that automatic response, the more weird and strange and abstract this is, the more memorable it becomes. The more memorable it becomes, the more you smile. The more you breathe, the more you smile. And you'll get to the point where all you got to do is take a deep breath in and just, because that's actually a really automatic response. With negative experience, most people take a big deep breath in. That's confronting. So what are we doing? We're creating this automatic response where it used to be a negative reaction. You're now going to take a deep response and you go, oh, I can feel it now, smiling. And then when you breathe and you relax and when you feel yourself smiling, then you can remove yourself. It's almost like you're disconnecting yourself from that experience to go, right, what do we have here? How do we respond? What's going on here? What's this negative I'm experiencing? The negative you're experiencing is the one that you've automatically reacted and responded to in the past. Remember, if you're like 28 now, you've got 28 years of experience to this point. It's got you to where you are. These negative behaviors, the fight, flight, freeze, forget, and what just happened, negative response, is that required now? Probably not. Let's look at the logical aspect of it, because you're all CEOs, business owners, business executives. What's the benefit in reacting and responding in a negative way, especially one, in front of your team, two, in front of your bosses, or three, in front of friends, family, and loved ones? They don't need the negative. What they need is someone who is able to stop, big deep breath in, smile, logically look at the situation, remove yourself from it, make it a conscious, deliberate, positive response and decision at that moment. What do I need to do to get this? Because most people, where the issue is the emotion, not the logic. So when you remove the emotion from it and you reconnect a different level of emotion to it, that's where you have that moment where you can stop, breathe, smile, logically look at the situation, step away from it, look at it from a different perspective. Because everything or everyone or everything that's happening, guess what? It's a negative emotion. It's a triggered. But don't forget, you could be in the best place or best time in your life and you get some negative news. Okay? Is it negative news or is it a negative reaction? The news is still the news. The action is still the action. The response is whatever you choose for it to be based on your future now. Who do you choose to be in the future? And this is a really good segue to how to create these changes. What I'd recommend, if you haven't gone back, go to episode 8, The Dear Diary Process. It's a free giveaway. Create tomorrow's outcomes today. Now, with this diary process is my published book that I created based on a process. We work in these incredible people, elite athletes. Here is a tool to help you. So go back to episode 8 if you haven't already listened to it, The Dear Diary Process. Go on to the CEOsecretweapon.info website and you can get your free download of The Dear Diary Process ebook. Now, The Dear Diary Process is writing tonight how you were tomorrow, what your day is like tomorrow, what the outcome is, how you felt, how you looked, what you attracted, the way you reacted and responded and behaved. The diary process is incredibly powerful. Imagine this. Two things happened today that I didn't expect. Okay, remember we're writing this at night for today. Okay, so last night I could have written my diary. Two things happened I didn't expect today. Now what happens as soon as we normally have something we don't expect, our brain goes back into the negatives. Fight, flight, freeze, forget. And what the just happened. When you do that, you've got that automatic loop with the diary process. Two things happen tomorrow that I didn't expect. Typically, we go back to a negative. What we're going to write is two things happened today I didn't expect. When they occurred, this is how I reacted. I took a big deep breath in. I smiled. I removed myself from the emotional situation, the emotions of the experience. I acknowledged that's what I normally do. I stepped out of it. I looked at it logically and went, right, how can I create a positive response based on this situation? What can I do at that moment? I reacted, stopping, smiling, breathing, removing myself, look at it logically, came out with a solution and then responded in a positive outcome. So that it empowered these people. It empowered or supported or helped the people that might have had a negative call, negative experience, or negative news that I had. So what happens? What we've just done is create an outcome to some unknown experience. By saying two things happened today I didn't expect. Now, these things happen that you didn't expect can be either good or bad. If there's something that happens that you didn't expect that was positive, you'll go in that natural loop and be successful and enjoy that experience anyway. If it's a negative one, your brain will go, oh, here's one of those things I didn't expect because you created it the night before. Your neural mindset and your neural pathway said, oh, here's something I didn't expect. That's right, I wrote that last night that said, bang, this is now how I react and respond. Took a big deep breath in, smiled, removed myself from the situation, from the emotional situation, looked logically at the experience and found a really positive way to manage that experience at that time. How powerful is that? So go back and if you haven't already listened to The Dear Diary Process, Creating Tomorrow's Outcome Today, it's episode 8. Go back and re-listen to it. It's about 18, 19 minutes or something. Go back and listen to it. Download The Dear Diary Process ebook and start using it. Okay, it's incredibly powerful. Two things happened I didn't expect today. When they happened, when they occurred, I responded in a positive way. Now you might be thinking, yeah, but what if you're creating these experiences? Doesn't matter. Two things happened I didn't expect. Did I say they were negative experiences? No. If it's a negative, this is how I responded. If it's a positive, this is how I responded. By saying two things happened I didn't expect today, this is how I responded. I took a deep breath in. I smiled. I stepped out of it logically, looked at it, and then stepped into a new positive state. Now, whether it's a good trigger or a bad trigger, or whether it's a trigger that's triggering a negative experience in the past, based on memory in the past, or triggers a positive response, doesn't matter because the outcome is still the same. When something happened, this is how I responded. And you'll find yourself constantly doing this now. So the Dear Diary process, yes, it's a process whereby you can create outcomes for what you know for tomorrow. I'm going to have a meeting tomorrow and this is the outcome and this is the person. This is how I reacted and responded. It's also now you're creating ways to respond to an unknown trigger that could be negative or positive. So that's the short-term one. Now, when you've got negative experiences, I mean, in business, hey, look, is everything going to go really well? Absolutely not. Okay, we all have this belief, and we've all seen those memes, what you think success looks like. It's a straight line between now and when you get there. But it's not. You know, it's up and down, it's in and out and round in a circle, and how many times do you get smacked in the face? So many. So, two ways to look at this. One is, use the diary process to create short-term outcomes. Short-term positive outcomes. Another good way of looking at this is stopping. Looking at your end result. How are you going to be in 1, 2, 3, 5 years' time? What does that end result look like? When you've got happiness, health, love and wealth. And you go, you know, I'm going to go and celebrate. That's what it looks like. In 1, 2, 3, or 5, or 10 years' time. That's what it looks like. Now, if something negative happens, it's quite simple. You stop, you refocus on the end result and go, hey, it's okay. You're going to have bad days. And the great thing is, if you look at these bad days, it's like the stock market. If it crashes, guess what? People freak out and pull the money out and go running the opposite direction. Okay. If you crash, stop. Take a moment. Reinvest in yourself. Refocus on yourself. Because then when it bounces back up again, it's going to take you for a journey. It's going to be even more powerful. So, let's look at that. Two different ways of managing it. Short term, use a diary process. Something happened today, didn't expect, here's a positive outcome. Now, this is a way to change when you know how. So here is this information about this is how the brain works. This is why it does this. It's there to protect you. Okay, but you don't need to be protected from something that might have been triggered 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago. This is the new version of you. It's like we're just turned into the future and go, there's the mirror. Who do I look like in future? How would that person respond at this moment? And start creating that. When you start listing, I just stop, smile, I breathe, I remove myself from the situation, I look at it logically, I attract a positive outcome to it to go, that's what it looks like, that's what it feels like, that's the process. Then guess what happens? We've created a new loop in your head, so anytime a negative trigger happens, bang, it's going to fire this positive reaction, positive response. There's some information for you. That's probably a bit longer than I expected. There's nearly 28 minutes of episode. But this is a very powerful tool to help you because there will be, and there is so many negatives. Because this is what our brain is designed to do. It's designed to protect us from potential hurt, potential harm, physically, emotionally, financially. It's constantly looking for negatives. That's what its job is. What we're here to do is to, yeah, we can see the negatives, we can understand them, we can appreciate them, we can accept them, and then we can respond in a positive way. So it doesn't take 12 months to respond in a positive way. Because half the time, if you go back into this fight, flight, freeze, forget moment, it only creates a greater negative, a bigger hole for you to get out of. So let's stop. Breathe, smile, and get on with our day. I'm Stuart Walter, CEO of Secret Weapon. On behalf of Lewis Hayden and myself, go and check out the website, ceosecretweapon.info. Download the Dear Diary process, send us some questions, connect to us on LinkedIn, and have an awesome day. That sounded a bit weird, didn't it? Have an awesome day. Just be good. Be awesome. Talk to you soon. Take care. Bye.